April 11, 12, and 13, ladies and gentlemen, it's a Lubbock Arts Festival weekend at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center. Be there.
Thanks.
That's all I've got to say about that.
The Arts Festival is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for everybody. People of all ages. It's amazing what you find out there. And some of what we find out there is by Baron Batch. Good morning.
Welcome to the program, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
See, you brought your wife with you.
Oh, my goodness. You did it. No, I did not bring my wife. I brought my...
Taylor Batch. Yeah. Everybody thinks that Taylor Batch is Baron's wife. They go, oh, it's your wife.
They're cousins.
They're cousins.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get two good-looking black people together. They got to be married.
Or be cousins.
Don't you
just get tired
we're glad to have
or we
you
just met on the street.
You don't
know?
You get tired of being profiled, you know? Golly. That's nuts, man. Sorry, I couldn't resist when you told me that. I just had to throw that out there. Also, now all day long, people are going, oh, your wife. All right. Actually, Taylor is your public relations person and cousin, but does a really fine job of following up and doing stuff. Worked with her last year and setting up stuff with you, and appreciate you coming in again. Man, you're just, you're Baron Q citizen now. You're artiste. You're a writer. You kind of got a groove going on. Tell us about, you know, where you're at, what you're doing, and, what makes you tick these days.
Yeah. For the most part, I am, full-time entrepreneur. I guess that would be the job description. Things are going extremely well. You know, I have the art, you know, obviously the writing, and, you know, the salsa company is doing well, and just, you know, just living life and not getting enough sleep, but doing what I like to do and loving it.
Now, last year when you were here, I heard in the hallway the salsa company was still
Yeah, it is no longer shit.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, Angry Man, it's my salsa company that, it's a salsa startup that we, that me and two other friends started. It's based out of Pittsburgh. It's doing extremely well. So, you know, we're growing pretty quick, and soon we'll be able to start distributing. So it's fun trying to take over the salsa world.
There you go.
One jar at a time.
Yes.
All right, I got a great idea
for
you.
People in Texas probably have, you know, because this is from Pennsylvania.
It's better than any salsa in the state of Texas.
Yeah. Are you going to have any of that at the Arts Festival?
Not at the Arts Festival. Yeah, not this year.
Well, if you sit there and say it's the best salsa in the state of Texas.
Well, the people that have tried it will agree.
But what I'm saying is there's, you know, outside of the state, everything else is chopped liver.
That's very, you know what? You make a very good point.
That's right.
You make
so,
a good point.
Anyway, but hey, I've got a marketing tip for you. And I'm going to throw this one out there. I'm going to throw you the bone. I'm not even going to ask you for anything in return.
Thank you.
Except one jar of salsa.
You.
What you need to do is you need to get the guy that does Angry Bird to make Angry Man, and it could be like a Baron Batch looking bird with a beak kind of a thing, and or
what?
Salsa jars. Yeah, instead of Angry Bird,
you know,
bird,
like
angry
a like
man.
Yeah, like a crow because it's black.
Taylor's like rolling her eyes. Like, what? So can we buy this salsa anywhere
you can get it off the website, angrymansalsa.com.
Oh, okay.
We'll follow the Angry Man on Twitter, and we tweet out when we have sales going on or sign up for the subscription page.
Okay.
All right. Right.
Check that out.
Right now it's 6:42, Baron Batch in the house hanging out. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
What makes a man serve? Lay it all down for his brother. And never quit. Marcus Luttrell knows. The lone survivor of SEAL Team 10, portrayed by Mark Wahlberg in the hit movie, will share his heart this Father's Day weekend. Join Southcrest Christian School this Flag Day for an unforgettable evening with the lone survivor and special guest, Josh Wilson. Get the perfect Father's Day present today and order tickets at any selected seat location or lonesurvivorlubbock.com.
What do you mean you got there exactly on time?
Ever since we started using Fleetmatics to keep track of our trucks and vans, our business has been running really smoothly.
Are you telling me you've cut your fuel costs?
The boss doesn't have anything to yell about anymore, but some habits are hard to break.
Oh, great! Another call from a happy customer.
Fleetmatics takes the drama out of business. Make fleet tracking more intelligent with real-time tracking, fuel monitoring, and more. Visit fleetmatics.com/start or call 1-877-350-DEMO for intelligence at work.
It's fun, fit, and fantastic. It's the premier Sportsplex Summer Sports Camp for kids ages 6 to 13. Sports Mania is an exciting camp offered Monday through Friday. We have basketball, soccer, baseball, batting cages, golf, racquetball, rock climbing, volleyball, volleyball, and kids swim every day. Speaking of swimming, this year Premier is offering swim classes for beginners, advanced beginners, and intermediates. Fun, fit, and fantastic is what Summer Sports Mania is all about. Your child will receive instructions in all sports, improving coordination skills and reflexes, and learn teamwork, endurance, and individual achievements. Plus, have lots of fun. Space is limited, so to find out more, contact Premier Sportsplex at 9000 Memphis or call 771-GAME or visit PremierLubbock.com. Premier Sportsplex, the game is on, and Sports Mania will be here soon. County Line Electric reminds you that it pays to be safe. With the influx of electronics, more and more people are discovering the need to add additional outlets in their home and business. Our new world includes overloaded circuits and outlets with computers, tablets, phones, games, flat screens, and more. When you call the local experts at County Line Electric, you can expect upfront pricing, one-day service, timely arrival, and fast, dependable work that pays attention to detail. County Line Electric is trusted and referred by people all over West Texas. County Line Electric also specializes in commercial and industrial electrical needs. Call us for new construction or remodeling. County Line Electric can handle any electrical service, from a porch light to a parking lot. Find us fast in names and numbers. Call 441-8854. 24/7, we will be there in a flash.
Stay tuned for an amazing surprise sale from Pro Flowers.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. Surprises are exciting. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 spring blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. These 100 stunning spring blooms are bursting with color. Imagine the look on their face when 100 beautiful spring flowers arrive from you, out of the blue. Be unpredictable. Be spontaneous. Sometimes the best reason to send flowers is for no reason at all. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. 100 colorful spring blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 555. That's proflowers.com, secret code 555.
Agriculture Today, weekday mornings at 6:15 and at 12 noon. News Talk 790, KFYO.
KFYO, good morning. It's 6:47. It's Arts Festival weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center. A lot of cool stuff going on. One of the primary attractions that we are spotlighting this morning would be the exhibition of Baron Batch. He's got 13 pieces in the show. Laura, let's talk about this.
I'm looking at his website, which is pop-x.com. And you can go on and look at his website and see some of these paintings that he's going to have at the Arts Festival as well. And they're all for sale.
Yes.
And so these are very good.
Thank you.
You're very talented.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't understand how people can do this. I have no...
Oh, you could do it.
I have no talent in that area.
Oh, you'd surprise yourself.
It would be a surprise, let me tell you. But they're very good, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To go out there and be able to display your art like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there's so many other talented artists there. That's one of the my favorite parts of doing this is getting to walk around and see, you know, the things that other people make.
Well, you get inspiration. I mean, it's just like you pick little things up here and there and you just keep them in the back of your mind when, you know, it could be a year or so down, 2 years down, 10 years down the road.
Mm-hmm. Where do you get your ideas? What gives you an idea to sit down and paint something?
Really, it kind of starts with a narrative, something that I feel like can convey a story that I want to tell. I like choosing things that are, you know, recognizable, that people can relate with, that I can tie a story into. Because to me, like, the narrative is the most important part.
So each of these paintings has a story with it?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you tell people that? Do they have it in writing when they buy a painting or what?
Usually I, you know, when I see someone over there scoping out a piece, I go and I'll explain it. But I, you know, I have all of them written on the site, but there's something to being able to look at a piece and come up with your own meaning as well.
True.
That's interesting. Where is your booth located inside the exhibit hall? Like when you go in that main door?
The main door, you go into the main exhibit hall and just hook a left, and it's the big, bright booth with all the probably the most colorful stuff that is in there.
Nice.
Possibly, yeah.
And where are you actually residing now?
I'm in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm based out of Pittsburgh. I have a house in Pittsburgh, and I'm, you know, back and forth between there and Texas. So I'm fully self-employed. So when I got to get back here, I'm back. So it's probably about half and half between doing work in Texas and up there in Pittsburgh.
Okay, now you've got your pieces in there for sale. Before we let you get away, we would like to let everybody know that you take probably Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. Discover, and cash is always good.
Yes, and gold bars.
Oh, nice.
Well, I'll look in my closet and see if I have any of
Honey,
those.
grab the Krugerrands. That'd be nice. Well, hey, man, appreciate you guys being here and sharing with us. Anything else that you'd like to share with people before you get out of here?
I mean, it's just good to be back. I want everybody to come out and check out, the other artists and myself and enjoy the Arts Festival. Hey, it's always a good time.
I'm going to put you on the spot here, too. Well, we'd like to get maybe a case of this Angry Man stuff and you know, give some away. We can do an on-air promotion.
We can do that. We can make it happen.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, awesome.
Because you know how Texans feel about their salsa.
Yeah, everybody's always like, it can't be that good. And right. They try it, and they're like, it was that good.
See?
It's like, you made this? Hey, awesome. Hey, thanks, guys, for being with us. Taylor, thanks for working security this morning.
Arts Festival happening starting for right today?
No, today.
Yeah, today, yeah. Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes. What day is this?
And
quiz?
I don't know what
Friday?
Day it is.
Gosh, believe me, I'm the worst one at that.
And there, what is the admission price? Does anybody know?
I think it's $4 for adults, $2 for kids.
Okay. Yeah. And the hours are?
10 to 7.
Yeah, okay. 10 to 7.
Every day?
Yeah. Yes. I think it's, well,
no,
I
except
think
for it's Sunday.
5 o'clock on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ends at 5 o'clock on Sunday.
All right.
Baron Batch at the Lubbock Arts Festival this weekend. Check him out. Say hey. Tell him you heard it on KFYO.